Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Karth, on. And today, got a special guest all the way out from LAX and working on some really, really cool projects. We have Kyle with Redeem. Kyle, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Rich. Good to be on your show. Yeah, this is Kyle. Good to be here.
Man, you have quite a few different projects that are going on, and we're going to just dive into both. But before we do, can you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself? Can you give some background?
Yeah, so I guess I would formally identify as an entrepreneur. I've started companies in the mobile payment space and most recently in healthcare. I was the founder CEO of a company called Home Hero. We were a non-medical home care provider, and we ran the company for 5 years and provided hundreds of thousands of hours of care. And ended up raising $23 million. And we actually sold the company last year.
Wow, congrats.
Thank you. It was, we ran into some regulatory challenges that kind of that made it a little harder to grow than we originally anticipated. And after 5 or 6 long years of grinding it out, we decided to kind of refocus on the crypto space. So, mobile payments and design and development and super passionate about crypto now.
Awesome. Well, which is a great lead into the next question. Well, first, you've been in the entrepreneurial landscape for a while, and it's cool to have that experience and to see an exit. And so I'm sure that is a really cool transition into the new space of crypto that you got into. So before we jump into your company, you know, how did you first get your first introduction to cryptocurrency and blockchain?
Well, I think just like everybody, you kind of find it serendipitously or accidentally. we had this a pretty fun Friday trivia that we had at our last company, Home Hero. And when we started doing it, I was just sending Venmo payments to my employees if they won the trivia. It was just on Slack, like $5. But and then I remember our CFO came to us and was like, "Hey, you can't really do that. There's like tax implications, all this stuff." So we ended up. So Mike, I think, who is my co-founder, he's one of the founders of Around the Coin Pipe podcast, and he's like, "You know, there's this new thing called Bitcoin, and we could just pay them in Bitcoin." And so I don't know, this was probably 2016. We just started paying $5 in Bitcoin from Coinbase out to our employees for winning our trivia. And yeah, I think our first $100 of Bitcoin was bought right on Coinbase. And we started giving it away to employees.
Which is really cool. The fact that one, y'all knew about crypto or Bitcoin in the first place, was buying it and like giving it to your employees. I'm sure a lot of them are very happy that their $5 became way more if they at least held on to it.
You know, 90% of them did nothing with it. And then even after we terminated, we ended up kind of shutting down the company. And I remember a lot of them came to me around the hysteria of 2016, wherever that once everybody came home from the holiday and
right.
Their parents, it's 2017.
End of 17, early 18.
Yeah. It's like when everyone came back from Thanksgiving, they got their parents to buy Bitcoin, and a lot of them called me up and they're like, "I want to get access to my Coinbase account." And their $5 in earnings was, I'm not exaggerating, like $1,200
for some people. That's insane. So, yeah.
And it was a nice little Christmas gift. And I was like, "Oh yeah, you didn't realize that we were really giving away thousands of dollars for winning, you know, how many French fries does it take to get to the moon?" You know?
Nice.
So
yeah, wow.
It was fun.
Yeah, man. So, okay. So that's your first introduction into it. And then, you know, once you start seeing what's going on, I believe you start your new company, which is Redeem. So can you tell us a little bit about Redeem and how'd you come up with the concept and what is it?
So Redeem, and I have to admit, it does not pass the radio test. It's REDEEEM. And we decided to start Redeem for a couple of reasons. we found once I started holding Bitcoin just mostly for fun as we were launching Home Hero and basically operating Home Hero for the last couple of years. And so it was kind of a side project to just trade Bitcoin on the side. But I was always interested in ways that we could actually use Bitcoin. And so, well, how are people at the ground floor like really using it? How are people really trading it? Because most of what I had seen is just speculation and people buying it at 7,000, hoping it goes to 10,000. And so, but what I found is there was this huge active market of Bitcoin trading that was happening on sites like Paxful and Local Bitcoin and even Reddit. And there was just this enormous demand for Bitcoin, especially outside of the United States. And so what I found is you could actually trade Bitcoin for other digital assets like gift cards and open and closed loop gift cards and bank transfers and you know, all sorts of things. And you can save 20-30% on the stuff you buy. And so I started just signing up for sites like Paxful, Local Bitcoin, Purse.io, and just started spending Bitcoin on stuff. And yeah, long story short, I found a lot of the sites to be have incredibly great deals, but it was also just incredibly high amount of fraud. And I think just having the kind of the pedigree of going into the home care space, like, you know, with caregivers, I mean, there's nothing sexy about bathing old people, right? Like, yeah. but it was also an industry that I just felt that we could improve. We could make it faster, cheaper, safer to hire a caregiver. And very similarly, we look at this industry and we say, hey, like, there's got to be a safer way to trade digital assets if you are underbanked or unbanked. We'll talk about that maybe in a minute, but
right.
But there's just there's got to be a safer way to do this, because if you buy like $1,000 of gift cards in Paxful and you don't redeem them right away, you don't spend them right away, you're probably 80% of them are going to come up missing within a day or two. Like it's just a high fraud platform. So we decided to make it faster, safer, and easier to kind of trade gift cards online, and that's redeem. Yeah.
Right, which is a really cool concept. And I mean, just going on your website, you know, really cool interface and like very practical use case. But I mean, there must be some really good things going on with Redeem, because I mean, I just heard you just closed a really big funding round. Like, you know, how was that experience of closing that funding round, and like, where is the money going towards?
Well, we actually haven't closed yet. As any entrepreneur knows, like, funding is just kind of an ongoing thing you do, and you know, we're 100%. we're certainly more excited about kind of the growth of the business. We're definitely not going to take this the same venture route that we did with Home Hero, just because it's a different type of business. And you know, I think we're looking to kind of give ROI over a shorter period of time, as opposed to, you know, hey, instead of telling investors that we actually can predict what the crypto industry is going to look like in 7 to 10 years, which is typical investment horizon for a lot of investors. But you know, what's interesting to me is like is really understanding like why this industry exists, and you know, and then what the real opportunity is. And so you know, to your question about even with fundraising, I think it's really interesting question to say, hey, why is there this opportunity in the first place, and why do we think that it's growing now? And I think the answer to that is rather complicated, because there's so many factors that contribute to why somebody would need to buy a gift card, why they would want to trade it for Bitcoin, and definitely why they would take a 20% discount on that card. So happy to go into a little bit about that. But yeah, I mean, our funding is so far, everything's been organic growth, and we spend majority of our time on security. You know, it's just when you're dealing with gift cards and Bitcoin, they're two of the highest fraud industries in the world. And
right.
We feel like that's both our biggest risk, but also our biggest contribution to the market is how safe we're able to do it.
Yeah, but in all means, do you mind going and unpacking that a little bit more of like this niche market of like, how are y'all going and making it safer and addressing all those issues?
Totally. So the first question is like, you know, they're like, oh man, I go on your site and I see Amazon gift cards, 30% discount. Like, is that legit? Like, is that a scam? Like, and obviously our answer is emphatically yes, but the reason I think is a little more nuanced. For one, most banks have been very unfriendly to crypto. So sending credit cards, ACH wires into exchanges there's just been a ton of precedents of Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America and all these guys shutting down accounts to trade crypto. So people that want to buy Bitcoin, especially large amounts of it, have limited access.
Right. You got to go to very special banks for that. Definitely. Like I deal with a crypto fund and like it was, man, it's almost impossible to be able to find a bank that will do it. And then when you do, there's just so many hurdles to jump over. Dude, it's crazy. But sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. And I feel the passion because anybody, I have a buddy that's has Bitcoin ATMs, and he's like, man, like we have the most transparent business, and banks just won't work with us. So then there's the there's price speculation, right? So there's people that go in and they'll say, hey, I'll take a 20% loss on this gift card to buy Bitcoin, and look what happened 2 days ago. Bitcoin's up 40% in a day. So
yeah, Bitcoin gets 25K and 30% in a day. That's crazy.
In a day. So it's both the most highly volatile asset and also the best performing asset, which makes it a very juicy asset to trade. So people don't mind taking a little bit of a loss when you have such a volatile asset. Another reason is speed. Like people who are unbanked or underbanked, especially, choosing the ACH option on Coinbase could take 5 days to buy Bitcoin, and Bitcoin could change in price drastically in that time. So the ability to go on to Redeem, upload a gift card, upload a receipt, and then get Bitcoin 15 minutes later is pretty enticing. We also have much higher limits. So you can trade, depending on your country, you can trade anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a day on Redeem. Whereas if you tried to buy $10,000 of Bitcoin on a, even on a credit card, I just don't think Visa's going to let you do that. So
yeah, good luck. They're going to be like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's not, but it's a lot easier to go and buy $5,000 of gift cards and trade them for Bitcoin. So, and then I think the biggest reason I'm kind of saving the best for last year is, understanding the unbanked is really important to understand why this market exists. And so for the 2 billion unbanked or underbanked living in countries like Venezuela and Zimbabwe and Nigeria and even Argentina, if you're in a state of hyperinflation, or if you're in a state of having corrupt financial institutions, Bitcoin has become kind of this de facto gateway into the global economy. And so for those people and these individuals, the fastest, safest, easiest way to earn income is by trading gift cards. And a lot of these guys will, it's their way into Bitcoin, just kind of like the Coinbase for the unbanked. And it's also their way of earning a small income. If you buy a gift card for 75 cents on the dollar and you sell it for 78 cents, that's pretty good income if you live in a country like, say Nigeria, where 60% of the country lacks access to basic financial services. And so we just saw an enormous opportunity to say, hey, look, yes, I understand all the reputations of the Nigerian princes and all this stuff. But there's some very honest, legitimate people living in Africa that are very tech savvy and they love Bitcoin and they like trading it, and they can help you get really good deals on stuff. And they're willing to show their passports. They're willing to show ID. And, we've just done a good job making it a very safe place to interact. But that's kind of why the hyperinflation is a huge one of why people are willing to take a loss on gift cards if you have 40 to 100% inflation in your country.
Right. And it's just going back to the untapped potential of unbanked people and even of like quick access to money. Like if you need money today, like you don't care if you have to get some stuff shaved off if you need that cash. And like,
totally.
And if you're working with a type of investment vehicle that is crypto, and in the blink of an eye, like even though you've shaved off 60%, that 60% can still come back and be 110 in a matter of hours. Like,
and we're not even talking about leverage. Like if you're on like 10x leverage on Binance, you can go broke or go be rich very quickly. But I don't play that game, but a lot of people do.
Yeah. Which is a whole nother can of worms, but yeah, thanks for unpacking that a little bit more for us. I think that really helped with helping everyone understand the market that you're going after and why it's useful. But I know that you're also, you're part of, you brought it up earlier, your podcast Around the Coin, and I'm sure you've interviewed a ton of interesting people, but like, what are some really cool some other really cool projects that you've heard of that's kind of on your radar right now?
Well, I mean, obviously we've done, and that, in full transparency, Mike Pounds and my partner started Around the Coin, and he's been really spearheading a lot of it. And, you know, but I've been following it since the beginning. They've done almost 170 plus episodes, but I think obviously one to check out is Chris Larson. They've done the CEO of Ripple. They've done just a pretty incredible job. I haven't gotten these guys on the podcast yet, but I think that what the folks over at Dapper Labs are doing, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're the guys behind CryptoKitty and
Okay. So I know CryptoKitty, but I didn't realize that Dapper Labs was behind it all.
Yeah. So they have a couple silos. Like they do a lot of online gaming, and so CryptoKitties, they're doing some partnership with the NBA where they can take like plays and like put them on the blockchain. And it's like, it's, I think the tagline is like own the play or something. And it's kind of like gift, I guess it's like gift cards, not gift cards, like trading cards for the NBA. But they built this like whole infrastructure called like Flow. And then they're putting all of these games and kind of gamification incentives on top of this blockchain. And then, I mean, it's just a phenomenon what they've been able to do online. CryptoKitties alone is just, you know, they call it a cultural phenomenon. Like it's such an interesting play. So those, yeah, Dapper Labs, those guys are doing some cool stuff. Purse.io is a similar genetic makeup as Redeem. You can trade gift card. You can basically, if you have Bitcoin, you can get stuff on Amazon for discounts. We've just kind of taken it a step further and actually trade the gift cards. That's definitely a cool project. And then I think the companies that are building layers on top of four crypto companies like Civic, I love what they've done, just doing with KYC, know your customer verification, identity verification. Civic is an amazing platform, and I can't give them enough credit for, you know, our company, we would struggle to exist if we didn't have an automated KYC solution. So they're pretty good.
Oh, it's essential for the future of all these, like everything that's going on. So, like it's, you got to have it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's some great episodes, especially on Around the Coin and with some crypto hedge fund managers and a lot of good stuff on there to unpack. So, every day, man, I find out about a new company that's doing some cool stuff.
Absolutely, man. And that's why I enjoy running CryptoCurrent. It's just, there's so many amazing projects that one, people want more access to just to know they exist. And then two, like to hear just how unique of an angle some of these people are taking to like get these things done, but like in a very practical way that like, hey, this is actually happening and people can be a part of, which is really, totally. Really cool.
Totally.
And so with everything that you've seen and done in the last, because I think you said your first dive into cryptocurrency was back in 2015. So over the last 4 years, and even like where we presently are and where we're headed, what do you think are some things that are in the horizon in the cryptocurrency and blockchain in the next like 1 to 2 years that you think everyone should be on the lookout for?
Oh man, I mean, if I could accurately predict that, I would be a very wealthy man. But
it's, very true.
I mean, this is the most rapidly changing industry I've ever seen. Now, obviously, I was coming out of healthcare, so which was a much slower moving industry. And I think my biggest takeaway is like, don't forget about Africa. Don't forget about the unbanked. Don't forget about the underbanked. All the technology tools that I've seen out there right now are focused on wealthy institutional investors. And you look at Gemini and Coinbase and all those guys are just like fighting tooth and nail for the big guys, right? And we're taking a completely opposite approach by just, you know, I look at it as like a, you know, it's the 2 billion people who are already demanding Bitcoin right now and already using it, I think is the biggest opportunity. There's a company called in Santa Monica called Tala, and I don't know if you've heard of them, but it's not a crypto company.
It's called
Tala.co.
Okay.
And they are a micro lending platform for a lot of third world countries, Nigeria, Kenya, Tanzania, India. And they've got, the average loan size is like $20 to $30. And they analyze a lot of the data on your phone to create a creditworthiness. And these kind of technologies, I think, are, to me, are the most exciting because they're servicing a population I think that needs them the most. You know, one thing we talk about all the time is it's very expensive to be poor. And when you don't have a lot of money, it is very hard to get access to your own money, to borrow money. You have insanely high interest rates. And so I just think there's an enormous opportunity to serve this population. I think the guys at Tala have done a really, really good job. And I just think there's, Shivani is the founder CEO. She's done a wonderful job there. But I think I think Africa in particular is just, is in for a big bull market, especially as it pertains to crypto, and we're going to be here for it.
Absolutely. And I really think that you paint a really good picture of just going after the underserved. And like, I mean, if you look at honestly with Facebook and Libra and what they're trying to accomplish with like trying to target them, but also become like the new world dollar, which is a whole nother can of worms we're not going to touch today. But it's just so important to, there's so much untapped potential of customers. Like you said, like, you know, the fact that you are letting people loan $15 to $30 and then like can build a credit rapport against them, like they can scale up easily as they like get more access to whatever, mm-hmm. and they're trusting you. Like there's just so much opportunity in that space. And appreciate you like bringing that back to the focus of a lot of people that are listening today, because there are a ton of opportunities in that space.
Totally. Well said.
I appreciate it, man. And so, man, Kyle, thank you so much, man. Like you've dropped a ton of great knowledge on us today, like brought up some really cool companies working on a lot of cool projects, especially your own with Redeem, and excited to see what comes with that. But what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
Well, I mean, God, I have so many things going through my brain, but I guess I should tell you that you can get $10 in Bitcoin if you trade your first gift card. There's a link on our Twitter, redeem.com, redeem.com. And you can jump into the app and get started and help us make our market. So I'll leave you with that.
Perfect. Well, again, Kyle, what are some different ways that people can come and connect with you after listening to the show? And of course, I'm going to share a lot of things in the show notes, but for anybody listening right now.
I'm a pretty easy guy to find. I'm Kyle Hill. I'm at Kaleazy. It's been my nickname since I was a kid. K-A-L-E-A-Z-Y. That's my handle on literally everything. And you can come find us at Redeem. You can find me on Twitter. And I love talking about crypto. So you can find me on crypto Twitter.
Perfect. Which is a very popping place right now for everyone moving in the space. But again, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us today, dropping all the knowledge, and for everybody listening today. Stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitter Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Cryptocurrent, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.